So when Krishna talks about karma in the Gita, he says we should do our karma, but he also says that we have to understand what is karma. So what is the karma that he is referring to? He says about karmanne vadhikaraste, that's 2.47 in the Gita. We have a right to do our work, but be detached from the results. Mahaphaleshu kadachana. But then the fourth chapter, in the section 16, 17, 18, he talks about kim karma kim karmeti kavayopyatra mohitaha. And even the wise are bewildered about what is karma and what is akarma. And then there is another enigmatic verse where he says, karmanya akarmaya pashyed, akarmanicha karmaya sabuddhiman manusheshu sa yukta kritsna karma kruti. He says that one who sees action in inaction and inaction in action, that person is wise. So karmanya akarmaya pashyed. So that is quite an intricate concept to understand. So firstly, the Gita is a philosophical book for practical action, because Arjuna, he had to fight a war. So in that sense, it's a guidebook for practical action, but it gives philosophical understanding as a foundation for the action. So now when Krishna uses the word karma, broadly speaking, the word karma can have four different meanings. One is karma simply refers to action. The second is karma can refer to the reaction to our action. We all have to go through our karma. We all have to suffer our karma. We can't escape our karma. There we are referring to karma as the reaction to our action. Sometimes we may also use the word karma to refer to the law of the connection between action and reaction. That means the law of karma is universal. So there we are using karma as the principle that correlates action with reaction. And then beyond that, Krishna also uses the word karma as a contrast to vikarma. So karma in that sense is good karma. You could call it as more specifically as sukarma. And vikarma would be bad karma. So with these four meanings, action, reaction, law of action, reaction, correlation, and good action.
So vikarma is
action that will give bad reaction.
Okay.
That is something.
It's not something very specific or
it could be
vicious action.
Yeah, it could be for different people there can be different vikarma. Say for a
resulting in something negative.
Something negative. Yeah, for example, if a person robs a bank, that's vikarma for the thief. But if a security guard does not do anything, this allows the bank to be robbed, that is vikarma for the all of the security guards not doing anything, but that inaction is also a vikarma. So now when Krishna says in the beginning 2.47 karmanne vadhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadachana, there he is telling Arjuna that don't let thoughts of the result dominate your consciousness. Focus on the work. Because he is thinking that if I fight this war, my relatives will be killed, our dynasty will be destroyed.
Right.
So how can I do this? So Krishna says that you are a part of something much bigger than you. You have to play your role in it. You alone don't determine the results. Don't think that if you don't fight the war, then they will live. Because later on he says, by my arrangement, all those they are already maya vaite nihata purvameva. And my arrangement, they have already been destroyed. You can only become an instrument. Nimitta matram bhava sabhe saj. So don't think that by not doing your action, they will be saved. And don't think that just by your action, they will be killed. It is rather, your action is there, but there are higher factors. So the external result that comes, it's not determined only by our action. This is a different subject. I won't go into that right now, but I'll just mention it. Our karma plus daiva plus kala leads to phala. So like in farming, the farmers plowing the land and sowing the seeds is the karma. The rains coming in time and in the right quantity is the daiva, the destiny. And then that kala, the season has to change till the harvesting season comes, and then the phala, the crops will come. That's why Krishna says karmanne vadhikaraste, you have a right to do your work. Ma phaleshu kadachana, don't be attached to the fruits. Why? Ma karma phala heturbhur. not think that you are the cause of the result of karma. You play a part, but you alone don't determine the result. And at the same time, mate sangostva karmani. Don't be attached to not doing your work. Because your karma is your dharma, that's your duty. You should do it. So we have to play our part irrespective of, without being obsessed with the results. So in that sense, if we consider doing our duty or playing our part, that is karma which we have to do. So this can be in different senses. At one level, we need education to know which karma will lead to bad reactions, and that has to be avoided. So broadly speaking, the Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, which is extension, which is a further development of the themes in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that four broad activities: meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. These are considered to be great vikarmas, which are to be avoided. Now, beyond specific activities which are to be avoided, in our particular situation also, there are particular right actions, wrong actions, which ethically may be right, which may be wrong. So that we have to use our intelligence to understand it. But broadly, when Krishna says do your karma, he is saying do your duty.
Regular, mundane activity, whatever.
Yeah, both it is. Actually, in duty there are two parts to it. Because Krishna at one level says, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. He says, I have come to establish dharma. That is in 4.8. But then in 18.66, towards the end, he says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raj. Give up all dharma and surrender to me. So what he means over there is that we have a duty in the world. That's a worldly duty. And we also have a spiritual duty. So our spiritual duty is what will lead to our spiritual growth. So, for example, studying the Bhagavad Gita, doing some meditation, practicing spirit, coming in satsang. So all this is what will help us to grow spiritually. So this is also our duty. So we have our material duty. Now sometimes some people think that just the material duty will lead to spiritual growth. It will lead to, but it will be very gradual. Because spiritual understanding may not just emerge just by doing our material duties. So doing our karma means doing our duties, both material duty and our spiritual duty. Without being too attached to the result, not expecting that because I have done this, this has to come. Even if it doesn't come.
Even in the spiritual duty, we don't need to expect anything.
Yeah, it is not that, see, at one level, expectations are natural. So just like, say, if I come for a program, I expect that people be there and people be interested. The problem is not expectation. The problem is attachment to expectations. So expectations can act as a medium or a channel by which we can shape reality positively. If I have certain expectations, then I'll make a plan accordingly. I'll prepare accordingly. I'll make sure that things happen that way. But sometimes, still the reality may turn out to be completely different. Then, so our expectations can help us to shape reality, but sometimes the same expectations can become a block to our facing reality. So when they happen that way, then we have to put aside the expectations and deal with reality. So in spiritual path also, for example, we study the Gita, understanding comes. But sometimes we may study here, but still some concepts we just not understand. So then we have to be at that time recognize that maybe right now this is not the time, I have to grow more spiritually, then understanding will come. So we can have expectations, but don't be attached to the expectations. And when he says we have to understand karma, so in Arjuna's specific case, Arjuna was thinking that by renouncing the kingdom, by going to the forest, he felt that I can avoid bad karma. Yadiyam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayo dhartarashtrarane hanyus tanmekshematram bhavit. Say that instead of killing my relatives, let me just give up my weapons. Even if they kill me, that's better. Even if I go to the forest, that will be better. So Krishna is telling him that in your situation, you are a kshatriya, you are a martial guardian of society. Yeah. So if you do not protect society from those who are doing adharma, then you are neglecting your duty. So when he, that verse when he says that, to see action in inaction and inaction in action. Karmanya akarmanya pashyet, akarmani cha karmaiha. What he means is, just like I said, a security guard doing nothing when a robbery is happening. That security guard does nothing but is culpable by that. Oh, yeah. To see inaction, to see action in inaction. That means the security guard does nothing, but still the security guard will be culpable. So for Arjuna, not fighting will make him culpable. On the other hand, if say somebody is robbing a bank, and at that time a security guard comes and shoots the person. If they are robbing, threatening, maybe killing, going to kill, then they shoot. Now the security guard will kill, maybe injure, but the security guard will not be considered culpable. That is inaction in action. So although he is acting, but he is not culpable. He is not going to get reactions for that. So Krishna tells Arjuna that in your situation, even if you fight, you will not get karmic reactions because you are fighting for the cause of dharma. So therefore Arjuna, fight wholeheartedly. So when he says, kim karma kim akarmeti kavayotya padmohita, what is action, what is inaction? Even the wise are bewildered. So there he is referring to karma in the sense of what action leads to reaction and what action does not lead to reaction. So a karma, if simply meant just action and inaction,
not doing anything, then that
doesn't make sense. You know? Whether say right now I'm sitting inactive or I'm active, that even a child can see. But what he means is, karma means the action that will lead to reaction. A karma means the action that does not lead to reaction. So Krishna is telling Arjuna over there that even if you fight, your fighting will not lead to reaction. So therefore, if we play our part, even if that is difficult, even if that hurts some people, but if you are doing our duty, and the Bhagavad Gita says that we won't be entangled by that.
Super.
Okay, good. It's nice.
Enjoy.
Oh yeah, it's nice.